A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Yud Ches, Megillah 18a, pagination is 35, counting up from the bottom of the page, about 8 lines. First word on the line is Nisa, and then we begin at the two dots. Karo Seirugin. If a person read the Megillah, Seirugin, Yotza, he would be Yotze. Going back to the Mishnah a blot ago, so the Mishnah grouped Seirugin and Misnamnim together. Misnamnim is to be dozing, and Seirugin, as we'll see in a moment, means that you read it intermittently, that you read a little, you stopped, you read a little, you stopped, and it's very well grouped with Misnamnim, a person who's dozing, who kind of dremels off, as we say, and then continues, and dozes off and continues. But Seirugin seems to be a little bit more pronounced of this method of reading. And he stopped, he got distracted, and then he continued. The halacha is Yotza. Lo hava yadi rabbanon mai Seirugin. The rabbanon memorized the text of this Mishnah, but they didn't know how to translate the word Seirugin, so they didn't really know what the ruling was telling them. Shamu ala amsa devei Rebbe, they heard the maidservant in the house of Rebbe, de ka omra luhul rabbanon, that she told the rabbis, dahava aili piski piski levei Rebbe, they were coming in small groups into the house of Rebbe, ad mase atem nechnasim Seirugim Seirugim. How long is it going to be that you continue walking in little groups, Seirugim, a little bit now, and then another group in a few minutes? Seirugim, Seirugim, she used the expression, and as soon as they heard the expression, they knew what Seirugin meant. Now, some people learning this Gemara try to paint a picture that she must have been mopping the floor, and she was upset with the people, and she was using an expression. Until when are you going to come in, Seirugim, Seirugim? It is possible, if we know a little bit about Amsa Devei Rebbe, that there's a little bit more sophisticated explanation about what was going on over here, and perhaps we could suggest that the Amsa Devei Rebbe was known to be a scholarly person. She was there in the house of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. She absorbed things, and she was very knowledgeable. She's the one who, when the Talmidim continued to daven for Rebbe's health, but he was in enormous pain, so she's the one who threw a container from the roof in a way that it should break and distract them from their prayers in order that he should be able to die. She's a significant player. She knows her stuff. And it is possible that she purposely used the word Seirugin in order to inform them, not to embarrass them, to go over to them, you don't know what Seirugin means, but I do and I'll tell you what it means. Instead, she found an opportunity. Lo hava yadi rabbanon mei Seirugim. She heard that in the Beis Medrash they didn't know what Seirugim meant. So she found an opportunity to use the expression in order that they should be able to continue having been given this knowledge. We'll see the next case as well, and I believe that it's possible to learn it on this deeper level. Lo hava yadi rabbanon mei chaluglugos. They didn't know what the word chaluglugos, which is a type of vegetable that's mentioned in Mishnayos and Braisos, they didn't know which vegetable it was. Shamu ala amsa devei Rebbe, they heard this maidservant, to omro lelahu gavra, that she was telling a certain person, davaka mevader parpechini, that he was dividing, he was busy with his parpechini, which some translate to mean purslain, which, if that's true, so we're talking about a vegetable that's high in omega-3s. I'm sure that is important information for you right now. But she said to this gentleman, Ad mosay ata mefazer chaluglogcha, until when are you going to separate, distribute your chaluglogcha? And they knew that he was dealing with parpechini. So right away they knew that these two words are the same, and they now knew what chaluglugos were. The Gemara continues and gives us another example of this type of story. They didn't know what the word salsel meant, that you're supposed to do with Torah, and therefore it will exalt you. You'll succeed in Torah if you do silsul. Shamuel Amsa Devei Rebbe, they heard the maidservant of Rebbe to have us Omra Lahu Gavra, she was telling a certain person to have a mahafich b'mazyei, he was curling his hair. Omrole, she said to him, Ad mosay ata mesalsel b'sayrich, how long are you going to brush, curl, divide, delve into your hair? And once they heard the word being used in a practical sense, they understood that salsaleha means to delve into Torah, to divide Torah, to itemize, to separate, not just to be one big, forgive me, glob, so to speak. You know, it's just Torah. But to really get to know it, usurom emeka, and then it'll elevate you. We find a very fascinating concept. The Mishneh Berurah mentions that the word tzitzis stands for tzadik yafrid tzitziyosav tamid. A tzaddik separates his tzitzis all the time. Now, separating one's tzitzis looks a little bit more like a nervous habit. But we know that tzitzis represents the Taryag mitzvahs. All 613 mitzvahs are symbolized in tzitzis. Between the gematria plus the knots plus the threads is 613. A person symbolically separating his tzitzis, what he's saying is that this strand, so to speak, this mitzvah is treasured to me, and this one also, and this one also. They're not just one big bunch, but they're separated. And that's a tzaddik. He treasures each and every mitzvah. And that's perhaps this description as well, salsaleha, to set each mitzvah separately, give it its own pride and focus, usuro memeko, and if you have that attitude with Torah, that each one is a treasure, then it elevates you. I mean, honestly, lahavdil, but we find that concept in all areas of knowledge, that a person from the outside describes it as one big topic that he really doesn't know anything about. And the person who's involved in the topic understands the detail and the nuance. They say a joke of an astronomer who's sitting next to a rabbi, and the astronomer tells the rabbi, religion, I've always felt that you could just do a synopsis of all religion, love your neighbor as yourself. And that's basically it. And the rabbi turns to the astronomer and says, and I've always felt that you could do a synopsis of astronomy. It's really very simple. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Lo havi yadi rabbonon, the Gemara continues, my hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. What does it mean in the pasuk in Tehillim? Cast upon Hashem your Yehovcha. What is your Yehovcha? It means burden. But what's the word Yehovcha? Amar Rabba bar Bar Chana Zimnechoda Zilna Bahadei Ahutayo. I was once going with an Arab merchant, V'kodarina Tuna, and I was carrying a package. V'omali, and he told me, Shekol Yehaveich, take your package, V'shadi Agamloi, and put it on the camel. And as a result, I understood with clarity that Yehovcha means your burden. It's interesting that, according to Rav Dessler, the word ahava, love, comes from the word hav, to give. And therefore, yahavcha would actually have another meaning in that you have a burden, but perhaps the burden is from what you want to give. A person has a tremendous burden. He has all kinds of ideas trying to accomplish things that he wants to bestow, goodness, and it becomes overwhelming sometimes. Yahavcha, the package of things that you're looking, you're striving to bestow, to have. Hashlech al Hashem Yahavcha, cast it on Hashem, and He will enable you to fulfill it. And the Chafetz Chaim used a fascinating mashal regarding bitachon. He gave a mashal of a person who's on a wagon, and he's holding his package. And the wagon driver tells him, you know, you could put down your package. And the man says, oh, I don't want to be an extra burden on the horses. So instead, I'm holding the package. And the wagon driver, if he bothers, would explain, silly man, the horses are pulling it anyway. What's the difference if you hold it or you put it down on the wagon? And the Chafetz Chaim used that as a mashal to our relationship with Hashem. Hashem's pulling the whole world anyway. So a person who has bitachon, who trusts in Hashem, is hashlech al Hashem yahavcha, cast on Hashem your load, daven to Him, beg Him for assistance, v'hu yichal kalecha, and He will sustain you. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.